This podcast was recorded Thursday, July 13th at 10:46 a.m. Things may have changed by the time you hear this.
Yeah, like Larry Householder wins his appeal and walks free.
Wouldn't that be something?
Would be something. Let's talk politics. This is Snollygoster, WOSU Public Media's weekly look at Ohio politics and all those snollygosters or shrewd politicians who mastermind multi-million dollar fraud schemes and then say, that sentence is just too long. I'm Steve Brown.
And I'm Mike Thompson. Coming up in the podcast, a political move that would make George Orwell proud.
But first, voting is underway for the special August 8th election that could make it harder to change the state constitution.
Yeah, yes vote would make it much harder for citizen groups to get on the ballot to change the constitution. Then it would require a 60% majority to pass future constitutional amendments.
We are getting closer and closer to that August 8th election. And this week we're going to talk about the messaging. The no side has a pretty clear and consistent message that this amendment would destroy majority rule. It would end the practice of one person, one vote. And they also claim special interests are ironically pushing this.
Now, the vote yes side's messaging has been a little more, let's say, diffuse. It has changed. It has evolved over the past several months. Here are some of the reasons supporters say we need tougher standards to change the Constitution. I'll start the list, Steve. You can continue.
Okay.
One, to protect the Constitution from special interests, in particular, out-of-state special interests.
Also, they say that we need to protect against corruption, like we saw with the aforementioned Larry Householder and the nuclear power plant bailout scandal.
We need to vote yes to protect against the radical left agenda.
Okay, there's that. We also need to protect small businesses from a liberal agenda, namely an effort to raise the minimum wage.
And now the latest reason, to protect the family. Mike Onodakis, head of Ohio Right to Life and a leader of this campaign, told a meeting north of Columbus that opponents to issue one have a goal to destroy the family unit, and this is their first step towards doing it. And as reported by Cleveland.com, Republican State Rep. Beth Lear said, the United States is not a democracy, but a constitutional republic. She went on to say that democracy is mob rule. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Of course.
Vote yes on one, because democracy is mob rule.
You know, I thought mob rule was when a small, motivated group of people were very loud and did their best to disrupt society as a whole. I did not think society as a whole could be a mob. I thought that was sort of an oxymoron.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what it shows. It shows, there could be a political calculus here. It's August election, low turnout. You throw all these messages out, hoping to peel votes from certain areas. You peel votes who are worried about the family structure. They want to go back to Leave It to Beaver. People who are afraid of rising minimum wage. So those are your restaurant owners and small business owners. And then you have your folks who hate special interest. Whatever those are, everything could be a special interest.
Right.
And so that maybe they're peeling that out. But the basic that goes against most campaign strategies is you have one message. One message. James Carville said it best. It's the economy, stupid. And that won Bill Clinton the presidency. The vote yes side, the ones who want to make it harder to change the Constitution, their messaging has been kind of all over the map.
I don't know why they don't just come out and say this is about not giving Democrats more power. I mean, that's what they control, Republicans, largely the side in support of issue one, control every level of state government. They control almost every office outside of a few Supreme Court seats, and then Sherrod Brown holds the U.S. Senate seat. Other than that, Democrats are pretty rudderless in the state of Ohio. And that's what's happening here. They're trying to end every avenue for Democrats and their allies to be able to have a big effect on state government. And
some of their messaging is that, the saying that Democrats— The only way they can influence government here in Ohio because they keep losing election is to change the Constitution. We need to stop, make it harder to do that.
And that's a pretty shrewd, snollygostery thing to say, but I would think that would be an effective, on-point, simple brand. Let's end the liberal agenda. Let's try and stomp it out. Now, I'm not saying I agree with that messaging, but that seems easy to understand, and it's truthful.
Yeah.
All of this other stuff about ending the family unit, it's all such a stretch. mob rule. I mean, that's a stretch. Like, just say this is about keeping the liberal agenda out of Ohio.
And it, again, it's not consistent. It's not driving home that one message. When you have a state rep, this is not just some person off the street saying democracy is mob rule. This is a state representative who is a leader in this campaign. And that, on the other side, the vote no side saying this amendment will end majority rule is not entirely accurate. It will end majority rule when it comes to changing the Constitution. You still need 50% plus one to be elected governor. You still need 50% plus one to be elected state rep or state senator. You need 50% plus one right. for initiated statutes like the marijuana question, which could be on the ballot in November. So it doesn't end majority rule completely. It doesn't when it comes to the Constitution amending process. So that's a little misleading on their side.
You mentioned the opponents. Of course, issue one in this August election is really all about one issue, abortion rights. And this week, the opponents pointed that out in their latest TV ad.
They got caught red-handed, admitting issue one is 100% about abortion.
And so, yes, it's about abortion.
Corrupt politicians and special interests have called a special election this August to rewrite Ohio's constitution to end majority rule.
Yes, it's about abortion.
They're trying to rig the rules to lock in Ohio's extreme abortion ban and stop efforts to restore our rights.
It's about abortion.
To protect our rights and our freedom to decide, vote no on issue one in August.
That might be a record for using the same soundbite during a 30-second ad that Frank LaRose sang, speaking to the Seneca County Lincoln Day gathering, where he said this is 100% about abortion. He did go on to say a couple other things, but 100% is a pretty strong statement. And then 10 days later, he came on this podcast and insisted that it was not about abortion, that it was about a host of other things, protecting the Constitution. And so, they're making it about abortion.
Yeah, I'll give credit to the no on one side. They have kind of been reluctant to say this is about abortion, and they produced an ad saying this is about abortion, which is what it is. It will affect other things down the road should it pass.
But it's on the August ballot to get ahead of the November issue.
Yeah, it's on the ballot now in August because of the possibility of an abortion rights issue on the November ballot. Now, this ad, we couldn't see the ad, obviously, in an audio podcast, but all the images were of women. And this ad is definitely aimed at women voters who support abortion rights. You know, you could argue suburban women who support abortion rights. And that's what this ad is squarely aimed at, to try to get them to turn out and vote.
Yeah, I point blank asked Frank LaRose why they wouldn't make it about abortion. And he insisted it's not about abortion. But again, 10 days earlier, he had said that. And we hadn't heard yet.
Yeah. It turned out that early voting started this week. We went to the Franklin County early voting site. Each county has one early voting site, and mm-hmm. there were lines. And reporters there said they could not find a yes vote. Most of the people in line were voting no, from what the anecdotal evidence that our reporters, the AP reporter, our reporter found. And whether that was the case in the rural counties, were there long lines in Vinton County and in Fayette County, we don't know. We have to get out there and see how those early voting totals early voting counts, how they progress. Are there lines every day, or is it just the first day excitement? We don't know what the turnout's going to be on this election. We really, really do not know.
The Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast is with you to talk through what you're watching, listening to, and reading. What you need to check out this weekend, what you can skip next, it's all fair game. For pop culture in high spirits, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
Turning now to our Snollygoster of the Week segment, where we honor the week's shrewdest politician or political move. And this week, we are staying with issue one, and we are going to the no on issue one campaign for this week's honor.
Yeah, opponents to issue one in the August election have sent out mailers to voters, and the mailer is rather Orwellian. On one side, the mailer has key voter information, you know, early voting information, dates of early voting, hours, date of the special election. The other side, though, includes a warning.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, honestly. It says, quote, "Whom you vote for is private, but whether or not you vote is a matter of public record. We will be reviewing public records following the election to determine whether or not you joined your neighbors in voting," end quote.
Who is we? We will be reviewing public records.
The man behind the curtain?
I mean, it looks like this thing comes from the government, because it says in small print who paid for the mailer, and it is the vote no on issue one campaign. But oh my God, it just, it is creepy, but it is designed specifically to drive turnout, and evidence from past elections where they've done this, it has driven turnout.
We will be watching. Just, we will be reviewing.
Just so you know, when you vote, this is accurate. When you vote, your vote, whom you vote for is private. But there is a record of every election that you vote in. So you know if you voted in the primary election, if you voted in a school levy election, if you voted in a November election, mm-hmm. also lists which primary you voted in, if you voted in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary. That's all public record. But it, no one, I'm not going to go check on my neighbors to see if they voted or not. I mean, maybe, I don't, do you check on your neighbors?
I have never once checked, I've never once asked my neighbor if they vote. I have certainly never gone to the Board of Elections to look up their voting history.
You can go online. It's really, really
easy. It's even creepier,
you could be creepy.
Actually. I can do it from
my
home.
Stalk them.
I don't have to
computer.
Go look up records in person. That will do it for this week's edition of Snollygoster, which is part of the NPR network. As always, please be sure to leave us a good review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts. And please just tell your friends about us. For our student producer, Katie Genius, and our digital producer, Michael DeBonis, I'm Steve Brown.
And I'm Mike Thompson for Snollygoster from WOSU Public Media.